The leaves are changing colors, and the excitement for the holidays is just beginning. On this edition of Currently Kirkland, we'll recap some great summer events and preview some fall ones. Here's what's coming up.
We take you into a Kirkland neighborhood where horses are a way of life. A call to all teens, the Kirkland Youth Council needs you. Three members tell you how to get involved. A new traffic light pilot program that can help bike riders out, where you'll see it and how it works. And latest HopeLink, yes, and downtown on the move update.
These stories and much more on this edition of Currently Kirkland.
Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With John Barnett at the news desk and Tani Wu on feature stories. Now, here's John.
I'm John Barnett, and welcome to Currently Kirkland. Among Kirkland's 12 neighborhoods, this one stands out as the most distinct. Large amounts of open acreage and trails have made this neighborhood a horse lover's paradise. Did you guess which neighborhood I'm talking about? For this month's neighborhood feature, we head into the Bridle Trails neighborhood.
Did you know that this area was the first to be called a special equestrian district, preserving the culture for generations to come? Here, horses are a way of life. That's not just a lifestyle, it's a neighborhood.
Horse shows, trail riding, kids on horseback and on their ponies, moms getting out, dads staying home and picking up the poop. It's really a wonderful neighborhood to live in.
Suzanne Kagan rides her horse Kip as often as she can.
The community has worked really hard to keep the equestrian lifestyle alive and well in the Bridle Trails community.
A lifestyle handed down from generation to generation. A place where little girls hope of one day owning their own horse.
One, if I do it, I get $1, and that way, by the end of this year, I'm probably going to get a horse.
Once a year, the neighborhood holds a celebration called the Bridle Trails Party in the Park.
This is now one of the premier destinations of uncommon quality in the state of Washington as a state park serving the Bridle Trails community. This is a fabulous event and place.
Come on, get happy.
Celebrating a unique partnership between citizens and the state. The Bridle Trails Park Foundation and the Lake Washington Saddle Club raise money to fund the park's operation.
The cook shack that's behind me, we're trying to feed about 2,000 people this morning. And this just gets more and more people enthusiastic about using the park and supporting the park.
The park fuses with the city, a mix between country life and urban life.
It's amazing having all the trees like this right in the middle of the city. It's kind of like a sanctuary, and I love seeing the horses come by and people riding the horses. I mean, you're in Bellevue, Kirkland, Redmond area, and there's this wonderful natural preserve right here.
You can walk everywhere. You can walk down to Bridle Trails Park, up to the Red Apple Shopping Center, video store. It's a great little place.
A cool little place that has stayed true to its equestrian roots.
For strictly for horses, and the kids could ride, could go out the door, and I never had to wait. They could be gone 2 or 3 hours out riding up the power line, go down towards Redmond, clear as far as where 6001 is now.
Joe Anderson and her son Chris have called the Bridle Trails neighborhood home for 47 years and counting.
A lot to be thankful for.
In fact, my father, Bob Anderson, he built the barn for our horse down here, for our horses. There's a two-stall barn down there, out of materials salvaged by when they ripped down all of the buildings for the 1962 World's Fair in Seattle.
Three generations grew up here. The annual neighborhood picnic lets you get to know your neighbors through games, cotton candy, bubbles, and an impromptu water balloon fight.
They're so happy, and especially when they get a big piece of cotton candy, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Teaching kids traditions and the spirit of the community.
I just work at AT&T's website. This is going to be pressure.
My favorite part is having winning two cotton candies.
A one-of-a-kind neighborhood, where two worlds collide to represent the best that Kirkland has to offer. Remember, bring your own horse.
To learn more about the Bridal Trails neighborhood, go to the webpage below. Kirkland's youth are the next generation of our leaders. Graduation and college admissions essays may be dancing in their heads, but many students care about the community too. Kirkland's Youth Council gives the future generation of leaders the tools, skills, and training on how to change the community for the better.
Are you interested in government?
Do you have a passion to lead?
Do you want to make a difference in our community?
Now you can. The Kirkland Youth Council is recruiting students from Kirkland's junior and senior high schools.
KYC is a group of about 40 students representing Kirkland, working together to provide a link between the youth of Kirkland, the greater community, and government.
Since 1996, KYC has provided a positive impact on the community, ensuring that the voice of youth is heard, and encouraging opportunities for youth to give back to our area.
We want you.
We have begun accepting applications for the 2009-2010 school year. If you are interested, you can visit www.ci.kirkland.wa.us to fill out an application online or download the PDF and just mail it in. To submit an application, you may be contacted regarding an interview.
Just remember, applications are due by Friday, September 25th. KYC.
Apply today.
Make an impact in your community.
Hundreds of people got to experience the best of Kirkland in this year's Kirkland Uncorked. The festival showcased Washington's finest wines, gourmet food, art, and the best Northwest jazz all in one weekend on the shores of Lake Washington. Currently Kirkland's videographer, Mike Connor, shares all the excitement from the weekend.
Thank you.
You can see a recap and a preview of next year's event on their website, KirklandUncorked.com. Last year's Kirkland Criterium was such a success, the organizers brought the race back again this year. Competitors raced around downtown Kirkland in the hopes of winning prizes, money, and glory. As part of the event, an exposition area was held at Marina Park. Currently, Kirkland's videographers, Bo Slight and Mike Connor, take you to this whirlwind race.
Again, we'd like to welcome all of our spectators here today to the Kirkland Criterium bike races. So one moment here while we make sure our course is ready to go. We need our riders to put one foot on the ground. Everybody gets the same start. Riders ready. We're racing. Category threes, off and away. Mike, Andy!
For more information about the Kirkland Criterium, go to KirklandCriterium.com. We've got a downtown on the move update. The Kirkland Library expansion will be completed by December. This fall, the Kirkland Transit Center begins construction and is scheduled to be completed by fall of 2010. New bus bays, passenger shelters, pedestrian crossings, widened sidewalks, and more will be some of the added features. Transit operations will be moved to Central Way and 6th Street for the year. Also, have you noticed the new 3rd Street traffic signal? The new signal is helping to improve traffic flow and pedestrian safety at this busy intersection. Go to the webpage below for up-to-date construction information. Cars can easily activate traffic signals while bicycles are frequently left waiting. Not anymore.
What a relief. Kirkland has installed new pavement markings for cyclists to trigger traffic signals. You'll find these markings at 7 intersections between Carillon Point and Juanita. Just look for the painted bicycle symbols on the pavement and stop on it. This should trigger the lights. This is a pilot program, so more markings might be installed in the future. This is Mike Connor for Currently Kirkland.
The Youth East Side Services Kirkland branch, otherwise known as Yes Kirkland, is moving to the Forbes House. YES is a 41-year-old organization that helps kids and families cope with challenges such as emotional distress, substance abuse, and violence. Volunteers and employees provide intervention, outreach, and prevention. After a short stay in Bellevue, YES Kirkland wants to invite the community to a celebration on Friday, September 25th, 4 to 6 p.m. at the newly renovated Forbes House. This is also the site for Kirkland's demonstration rain garden. Go to youtheastsideservices.org to learn more about this organization or to donate. Another local organization celebrates its new home. HopeLink has moved to the Totem Lake area of Kirkland with a new look and setup. In addition to providing adult education and financial assistance, the center includes a new grocery store style food bank. It's a new setup only a few food banks use. At most food banks, clients have to make an appointment and then pick up food after waiting in line. What's different at HopeLink is that the new center is open most days and evenings. and clients can browse the store and choose the food that is right for their families, just like a regular grocery store.
Most of our food is donated by the wonderful communities that we serve. Every community around here does food drives for us. But what happens with that is the food all comes in mixed together. So we have the challenge of sorting it, making sure that it's fresh, hasn't expired, and then we have to sort it and then put it out on the shelves.
It'll be a one-stop shop and a better way to serve clients.
One, two, three.
Their website is hope-link.org. They could always use your donations or help. After a five-year run as your host of Currently Kirkland, I want to say thank you for tuning in. This is my farewell as your news desk anchor. I've seen many exciting changes here and now plan to focus on other worthwhile volunteer activities.
Hi, Mike Connor here. I've been behind the camera for all these years, 7 years and 53 episodes. John, we're going to really miss you. And I hear it all started with a phone call and some perfect timing.
Early on, John wanted to get involved with the city's radio station. Only problem, Kirkland didn't have one. But producer Janice Perry was developing a magazine-style TV program, and John gave it a go.
Welcome to Kirkland's In Focus magazine, the city of Kirkland's best and only magazine show. Today we're at the Kirkland Wednesday Market.
Kirkland In Focus magazine debuted in 2002. In 2004, Currently Kirkland was being developed, and city manager Dave Ramsey specially requested John as the host, and the rest is history. Through three mayors and a slew of events and issues, he was the one Kirkland came to tell their stories. That distinctive blue shirt and red tie, no longer a staple in our newsroom. We appreciate his tenacity, hard work, dedication, and humor.
It wouldn't be Kirkland without Lake Washington. And what a way to combine the two with Amphibicar!
He's helped make Kirkland TV what it is today.
Thanks, John, for an amazing and successful 7 years, and we wish you the best in your future endeavors.
You'll see some new faces in the coming months. One of those faces is Officer Alan O'Neill, who has served the community for 20 years, half of those years as a Kirkland police officer. Alan says that he first was attracted to this job because of the uniform and cool car, but his passion for helping and protecting people led to his success. Officer O'Neill will be bringing you community safety updates. Your new Currently Kirkland host will be revealed in the next show. So check out next month's edition to see these guys at work. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the City of Kirkland homepage and click Watch on Demand Programming. I'm John Barnett, signing off for Currently Kirkland.
Wow, that was a lot of information, John. If you think we missed anything, have a comment or a story idea for us, we'd love to hear from you. Please email us at kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. It's also on the bottom of your screen.
Applications for the first annual Holiday Craft Show need to be in by Friday, October 30th at 5 p.m. This new festive holiday event will take place December 5th through the 6th at the North Kirkland Community Center. Local artists feature their one-of-a-kind gifts, gourmet treats, holiday decorations, and much more. Each stall space is $100 for the two-day event. A forum open to the public will be held at the Holy Spirit Lutheran Church for all four Kirkland City Council positions up for election. Come with your questions, as the audience will have a chance to participate towards the end of the evening. So come and hear the candidates talk about annexation, budget, taxes, and other hot topics. Prostate cancer is the second most common cancer among men. So join the 5th annual Pace Race for Prostate Cancer at Marina Park. You can participate in the 10K run, 5K walk, 5K run, or the 1 mile family fitness walk. Proceeds will go to low-cost prostate cancer screenings. Looking for a safe and fun way to celebrate Halloween with your little ghouls and goblins? Put on your costume and head over to the 6th annual Pee Wee Monster Bash. You'll do the Monster Mash, Ghoulish Cookie Walk, and Arts and Crafts.
More information and links to today's topics are available on our webpage. We'd also like to hear your comments on any of these featured stories.